and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. It's been more than 6 hours since the deadline passed. And the mother of one of two Japanese hostages has asked Islamic State militants to release them, saying they are not the enemy. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
Looking frail as she quietly wept, Junko Ishido, mother of hostage Kenji Goto, begged his captors to save her son's life. She said her son had left behind a two-week-old baby to try to save Haruna Yukawa, who was captured earlier last year. She said, "My son felt he had to do everything in his power to try to rescue a friend. That was very important to him."
ISIS has demanded $200 million for the release of the two men. Saudi Arabia buries its leader this afternoon. State TV announcing the death of 90-year-old King Abdullah. CBS News Middle East expert Jerry Van Dyke.
He did all that he could to maintain stability, not just in Saudi Arabia, but as much as he could throughout the Muslim world.
The new king is Abdullah's half-brother, the former Prince Salman, who promises to continue Abdullah's policies and asks for stability in the Middle East. A shakeup at the top in Yemen, where Shiite rebels have forced President Abed Hadi out of office in an already turbulent time.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Washington. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen's capital has further reduced its staff, although the embassy remains open and continues to operate, according to the State Department. The Obama administration doesn't want to shut down operations entirely because it would jeopardize counterterrorism work against Al-Qaeda.
A new report says travelers taking antibiotics for stomach trouble may actually be bringing home something worse. Correspondent Barry Bagnato is live on the CBS Health Watch.
Peter, the use of those antibiotics is helping fuel the spread of superbugs that are resistant to them, a new study finds. Finnish researchers examined hundreds of returning travelers. 37% of those who had taken antibiotics had unknowingly contracted a bacteria that can cause resistance. Even if they themselves don't develop infections back home, they can make others more susceptible to them, according to this study in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. Peter?
Winter is more than a month old, but the Northeast is bracing for its first big winter storm tonight. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen says inland areas could get the worst of it.
We could be looking at a 3 to 6 inch snowfall, followed by sleet, followed by freezing rain. That's what could make this so treacherous once again.
I know nothing. That pretty much says it all for New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady regarding those underinflated footballs used in Sunday's win over Indianapolis.
I have a process that I go through before every game where I go in and I pick the footballs that I want to use for the game. Our equipment guys do a great job of breaking the balls in. They have the process that they go through.
The NFL is investigating, but Brady says they haven't called him yet. Underinflated balls are said to be easier to throw and catch. On Wall Street, S&P futures are up too. This is CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
Now, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
An alleged sex scandal and a denial involving the royal family. CBS's Larry Miller has more on that from London.
Prince Andrew has for the first time publicly addressed allegations made in a Florida lawsuit that he had sex with an underaged American 17-year-old girl a decade ago. Buckingham Palace has forcefully denied the claims three times.
I just wish to reiterate and to reaffirm the statements which have already been made on my behalf by Buckingham Palace.
Lawyers for the American woman have filed court papers seeking to force Prince Andrew to testify under oath. Andrew is likely to ignore that demand. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Forget social media. Let's talk. That message from Pope Francis, who's asking families to put away their iPhones and Twitter feeds and talk to each other as part of the church's World Day of Communications. The Pope says the challenge these days is learning how to talk instead of just generating and consuming information. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
This is Charles Osgood. If back, muscle, or joint pain is something you're starting the new year with, make a resolution to stop it with Salonpas Jet Spray. This fast-acting, no-mess spray contains two powerful pain-relieving ingredients that soothe muscle and joint pain. Salonpas Jet Spray is easy to apply, easy to carry with you, and it has the strength to last for up to 8 hours between applications. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. Salonpas, for targeted relief.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, another lawsuit has been filed alleging the university did not provide a proper college education to its student athletes.
The two named plaintiffs are Rashonda McCann, played on the women's basketball team, and Devin Ramsey, who played on the UNC football team.
Chapel Hill Carpenter City Schools officials want to move money away from longevity bonuses for teachers to a pay scale rewarding professional development. And Hillsborough officials say garbage is to blame for that untreated sewage spill into the tributary of the Eno River earlier this week. Those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carp Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the number 12-ranked North Carolina women's basketball team edged North Carolina State last night, 67-63 in the 100th meeting between those two old ACC rivals. And tonight's a good night for high school basketball, and
could the latest lawsuit against UNC and the NCAA be good for Carolina?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carpenter's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, 34 this morning in Carpenter, also 35 in Hillsborough. The beginning of a cloudy day, for the most part, our high temperatures in the upper 30s. That's about as high as we'll get. And we have rain possible in the afternoon. Tonight, a rainy night with temperatures holding steady in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, another rainy day, at least the first part of it, with a high tomorrow in the low 40s. Another lawsuit has been filed alleging that UNC did not provide a proper college education to its student-athletes. There's a class-action lawsuit filed in Durham County on Thursday afternoon. WCHL's Blake Hodd spoke with the attorney, Bob Orr, who filed that suit.
Who is actually listed as the plaintiffs on this lawsuit?
The two named plaintiffs and representatives of the class are two former UNC athletes, Rashonda McCann, who played on the women's basketball team, and Devin Ramsey, who played on the UNC football team.
And what are they seeking out of this lawsuit?
Well, the class action is against the NCAA and UNC, and it involves, of course, the failure of both the NCAA and UNC to deliver the commitment to a legitimate college education, which was breached through these, you know, they've been referred to as paper courses, but they're courses that there was no faculty involvement and that a number of athletes were put in, could be one class, could be a half dozen class, depending. But they're representatives of the class, and the class alleged in the complaint are all UNC football and men's and women's basketball players who took these academically unsound courses.
And are they alleging that they weren't given an opportunity to receive that education? I know that was listed going forward, that everyone received that education, or that they were receiving poor guidance along the way?
Well, I think the allegation, again, this is class action and not limited to the experience necessarily of either of the two named plaintiffs, but it's that systematically, the class, as defined was put into these classes that if the accreditation authorities reviewed them would say these don't count as college classes. There was no faculty involvement at the beginning. There was no faculty involvement during the course of the so-called class.
There's a lot more to that interview with Blake Hodge and attorney Bob Orr. You can hear the interview in its entirety by visiting our website at chapelboro.com. But a lawsuit against the university, and it involves Rashonda McCants, who just happens to be the sister of Rashad McCants. The full UNC Board of Trustees convened yesterday at the Carolina Inn as part of their consent agenda at the meeting, designed to improve pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicular access from Franklin Street to Cameron Avenue, was presented for approval. As a result of the design, there would be 16 parking spaces lost in that immediate area. Board member Steve Lerner says that another issue caused some concern during the committee discussion on that project.
We are going to close off Franklin Street entrance to Fort Hall Alley, and we're going to move that to Columbia Street. There was concern that this caused further pile in a busy intersection.
Committee member Sally Shuping Russell was the only member of the Board of Trustees to be opposed to the approval. She said she was concerned about the close proximity of major intersections.
My opposition to this probably on the entryway, which I feel like would be too close to the Franklin Street, Columbia, and intersection, and was hoping that we could move it back to the block.
Lerner says he felt more comfortable regarding that concern once the town officials felt this would be an effective redesign. Lerner also says that input will continue to be asked for as progress is made on the development in the case an issue is found. WCHL's Blake Hodge was also able to catch up with UNC Chancellor Carol Folt yesterday following the meeting. You'll be able to hear portions of that conversation over the next few days on WCHL. Officials with the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools want to move away from longevity bonuses for teachers to a pay scale that rewards professional development. While that might mean more money for some educators, it could come at a cost to others. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Some will be very upset, and yet I think it's the best thing to do in the long term for teachers, so that you don't have to go be an assistant principal in order to make more money.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough School Board member James Etta Bedford speaking at a board meeting last week. Last year, the North Carolina General Assembly passed a budget that requires school systems to submit a plan for differentiated teacher pay. Chapel Hill Carborough officials say they want to make sure the pay plan the district adopts will support the progress of all teachers, not just the top performers. Board Chair Mike Kelly said the plan under consideration now meets that goal.
A possible alternative that the state legislature could impose upon us might look very ugly. This, to me, seems like it's homegrown. It comes from our professionals, and it's been developed and thought out in a way which is very careful, deliberative, and not reactionary.
A committee of teachers, staffers, and advisors from UNC School of Education recently sat down to evaluate options for reconfiguring teacher pay. They came up with a plan in which teachers would earn points for participating in professional development and get credit for rising student test scores. These points would then translate into salary increases. But this could mean those teachers who don't invest in professional development might lose out on potential pay raises, as longevity bonuses would no longer be guaranteed. Still, given that many teachers have seen their compensation levels frozen for years, Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFries said the new plan might be better than the status quo.
Their current reality is they've been standstill for 6-7 years, and now the new model that the state has in terms of the salary schedule shows that raises only come every 5 years. So we're trying to change that, and we think that this is a positive step in that direction.
Forsella told the board last week the full financial details are not yet available, but administrators want to make sure it doesn't cost the district more or cause those currently employed as teachers to lose ground. Kelly warned it might be tough to do both.
Unless there's new money for salaries, and that would probably have to come from the state in some fashion, because it's probably not likely going to come from the district, then there may have to be some redistribution of the funds that are available.
The school board will discuss the plan further at the district's planning retreat in February. Administrators will present a final proposal to the board in March. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
About 1,350 gallons of untreated sewage spilled into a tributary of the Eno River on Tuesday of this week, and Hillsborough officials say garbage was to blame. A pipe near Bellevue Street became partially blocked by debris, causing the sewage to overflow into a creek behind Southern Seasons Warehouse. That creek runs into the Eno River. when employees from the Hillsborough Utilities Department came to clear the blockage. They reported numerous plastic forks, knives, and spoons clogging the pipe. Town officials say the majority of wastewater spills are caused by residents who improperly dispose of fats, oils, or garbage by putting them down the drain. The town has notified the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources about the spill. Town employees also spread hydrated lime at the site to reduce odors and to disinfect the soil. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by your local Chamber of Commerce. I'm Ron Stutz, and now here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Traffic just starting to pick up, although no problems to report. Northbound Fordham Boulevard looks good as you approach Manning Drive and Highway 54. 54 eastbound also in good shape as you head to I-40. And 40 eastbound, a delay-free trip into RTP from 15501 through 540. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you very much. You get tweeted a lot, don't you?
All the time.
I thought so.
Tweet, tweet.
It's like a daily occurrence around here. You hear tweets when you walk by the newsroom.
Yeah.
Nothing unusual.
You also hear roosters crowing. Good. But that's a totally different story.
That's exactly right. I love those roosters.
Me too.
I had to wait for them to walk by the walkway as I was walking out of the building yesterday afternoon.
They're
I love
so cute.
It. They really are. Hey, listen, this traffic report has been brought to you by the Chapel Hill Cobra Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate the successes of our local business people at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center Thursday at 11 a.m. That's next Thursday, 6 days away, at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. You can register online at carolinachamber.org/annual-meeting. Now your Chapel Hill Carboro weather looks like this, 35 degrees, cloudy skies, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon, much cooler today, high today in the upper 30s. Tonight, rainy and steady temperatures, upper 30s. Tomorrow, a rainy day, at least the first part of it, our high tomorrow in the low 40s. Saturday night, clear and cold with a low in the low 30s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny, not as cool, with a high in the low 50s. So that's your weekend weather.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
717 at WCHL, the Chapel Hill Town Council is considering options for redeveloping the park and ride lot at Southern Village. The town council hired a consultant to help plan the future of the town-owned 8.5-acre lot. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has more from last night's meeting.
Victor Dover, the consultant from the planning firm Dover Colin Partners, facilitated the discussion at Thursday night's meeting. He said a park and ride lot functions this way.
Capturing an outer catchment or cloud of suburban drivers and hoping that we'll intercept them so that they don't ask us to store their big, expensive, space-consuming car in the center of town or on campus or at the Research Triangle where we don't have room for them. And instead, store them somewhere on the edge of the town, use transit for the rest of their trip. That's the logic of the park and ride. Apart from the $2 that they pay to park in the park and ride, which barely helps with recovering any costs, they're not contributing economically to that place.
Dover said putting shops between the parking space and the bus stop might entice drivers to spend money locally. Dover listed several scenarios to start the conversation about the park and ride lot. One scenario has surface parking with a few mixed-use buildings. Another scenario includes a parking structure, several mixed-use buildings, an access lane with on-street parking and civic buildings. Southern area resident Jean Brown offered suggestions to the council as they consider the future of the park and ride lot.
Please make sure that your planning can be proactive, not reactive, to what is being proposed across the road.
Council members are considering redevelopment as they negotiate with East-West Partners, the future developer of the privately owned 120-acre property across the highway. This is the Obie Creek site, proposed as a residential, retail, and office development of up to 1.6 million square feet.
The time from 1:30 to 3 o'clock really is designed explicitly for the community.
That's correct.
So it's not just you can come,
right.
Please come.
That's Council Member Jim Ward encouraging people to come to Chapel Hill Town Hall for Friday's 1:30 p.m. meeting facilitated by Dover. The town hall address is 405 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. At a 4 p.m. meeting, council members will discuss the park and ride lot and Obie Creek with Dover and the developer. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's exactly 7:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. You might want to know what happened last night at Reynolds Coliseum in Raleigh. North Carolina's women's basketball team went over there to take on North Carolina State. The 100th meeting between those two ACC rivals. Well, the Tar Heels wasn't pretty, but the Tar Heels won 67-63. It was a horrible shooting night, and Wolfpack led by 5 at halftime, but Carolina came out. The game was tight in the final minutes, with Brittany Roundtree going 8-for-8 at the free throw line to put the victory away for the Tar Heels. So good women, a win for the Carolina women. Number 15, North Carolina men will take on Florida State in the Smith Center on Sunday. Game time, 2 o'clock. Florida State comes in with kind of a mediocre record. They're 10-9, but this is a game WCHL's Matt Oakes knows the Tar Heels cannot sleep on.
There are mixed reviews for the Tar Heels. Carolina has won 4 straight in conference play and is coming off an impressive performance at Wake Forest, where the game was never in doubt. But the injury bug has hit. Exactly who will be available for active duty Saturday remains a mystery. Nate Britt and Theo Pinson are just the latest duo in a discouragingly long line of Tar Heels getting banged up. Coach Williams says the health of his players is even cutting into valuable practice time.
The only reason I'm hesitating is we haven't had very many practices recently. I mean, you know, for very long periods of time, because we've been trying to milk minutes for Marcus, and Joel Berry's not out there, and Luke and Stillman. I mean, Nate's the only healthy point guard, and he got beat up tonight.
But back on the court, Wednesday night's road effort in Winston-Salem showcased a renewed commitment to aggression in the paint. Coach Williams says not much has changed since his prediction in the preseason. If the Tar Heels want to be a championship-caliber basketball team, the big guys are going to have to do the heavy lifting.
I said we didn't have a summer press conference, is that right? The first press conference we had, that our team, the biggest thing is a couple of big guys had to step up and be big-time players. And I'll still say that right now, because from the perimeter, we're okay. You know, Marcus hadn't played the way that I want him to play or the way he wants to play. But if the big guys give us those kind of numbers, that's pretty doggone good.
Injuries and foul trouble coupled to influence Coach Williams' decision to incorporate a 2-3 zone against the Deacs. But despite the burgeoning use of the zone, don't expect the Tar Heels to discard their preferred man-to-man style anytime soon. Junior forward Bryce Johnson says his teammates need to do a better job of avoiding fouls by playing smarter.
We went in a little zone, a little 2-3 zone, but at the same time, you can't rely on that every game. It's just something that was in the heat of the moment, coach decided to do, but from now on, we just got to watch our fouls. Don't make silly fouls. Just execute on defensive end.
UNC's balanced scoring has junior guard Marcus Page confident about the state of the Tar Heels as they progress deeper into the ACC gauntlet.
This game, we were able to get a nice, comfortable lead, in the high teens. So, Justin's playing better. Kennedy and Bryce are playing like the way they did tonight. That's great. JP's finally in this comfort zone. I made a couple shots tonight, so I think we're starting to hit our stride.
That is Matt Oakes along with Marcus Page and other Tar Heels, and Carolina takes on Florida State this weekend. You'll hear it right here on WCHL. This is a mighty big weekend for high school basketball, and Above the Rim is on the radio tonight with Matt and Adam. We have Matt Paul with us now, and talking about high school hoops. And Matt, I know you're excited at this stage of the season here, and we got a feature game coming up tonight. Tell us about that game and some of your thoughts on high school basketball in the area.
Well, sure, Ron. Thanks for having me on. Good morning. WCHL's new high school basketball show is starting tonight. We're excited about that. First of all, show host Adam Moore and I want to thank you for lending your voice to the show's opening. I mean, with that alone, can it fail?
Well, that's the least I could do.
We picked a heck of a venue for our opener, as our crew will catch up on the second half of a terrific game, the Chapel Hill Girls at Northwood. They have just 4 losses between them, and we're pretty deep into the season already. It all starts with defense for the Tigers, who topped Northern Vance, kind of chopped them too, maybe, 63-12 Wednesday. It allowed 28 total points and a recent pair of wins, too. 28 points combined, so that's really impressive. Northwood looking to avenge a double-digit loss to Chapel Hill earlier this season, get the double offense.
Matt, let me ask you, do you think Chapel Hill High School's girls are still the team to beat in our area?
Yeah, they certainly are. Sherry Norris is still there. She's doing a great job. And, they're offense is pretty good and their defense is excellent. So it's going to be a matter of who wins out tonight on the girls' side.
Mm-hmm. What about the boys' teams in the areas? What teams are emerging as potential powerhouses?
Boy, that's a great question. It's a real jumble, and Adam and I won't even have our rankings hammered out. That is our WCHL Hooper 6, we're calling it, as opposed to Super 6 in football. We won't have them hammered out until airtime. It's that close. Now, not surprisingly, some of the area's top former football players are also looking to star in the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
Like Ty Pinnix and Kadarius Roan at Northwood, Arcadius Parks at Chapel Hill, and over at Orange, Tay Jones and Eric Brandon Dean are among the two sports stars for the Panthers, along with quarterback Garrett Kloer. So Orange beat Chapel Hill by 2 points recently, but lost to Cedar Ridge by 2 points. So you can see what I'm talking about, Ron. That 1-4 is going to be really hard to figure out on the boys' side.
A lot of parity.
The Fighting Red Wolves over at Cedar Ridge are another team looking to make a run. So.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun. And tonight's boys game is going to be very competitive over at Northwood. So head on over there or, better still, listen in on WCHL.
All right. A lot of parity among those top teams in the area. And, again, our feature game tonight, Chapel Hill at Northwood. And Above the Rim with Matt and Adam begins at 7:20 tonight right here on WCHL. Hey, Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Ron.
We'll talk to you again soon. At 7:26, that's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Hard Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Could the latest lawsuit against UNC and the NCAA be good for Carolina? This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Weinstein Report continues to be the gift that keeps on giving for those who seek widespread college athletic reform. The suit filed by former UNC athletes Rashawn McCants and Devin Ramsey aims to become a major class action against the NCAA, using the ongoing scandal at UNC as the linchpin for proving that academic fraud is as much a part of college athletics as touchdowns and baskets. Former ACC Player of the Year in women's basketball, McCants is the sister of Rashad McCants, the men's hoopster who has already tried to stick it to Roy Williams' program. And Ramsey is perhaps the prime example of how the UNC administration jumped to suspend the wrong football players in the summer of 2010. The suit hopes to enlist other athletes who took other classes that were so easy they were fraudulent because they allegedly cheated the scholarship jocks out of the education they were promised when they signed. In the past, this has been difficult to prove, and in fact, such prior individual lawsuits have all been dismissed in court, including the one filed by former Tar Heel football player Michael McAdoo. The breaching of such an agreement between the NCAA and numerous athletes could be egregious enough in a class action lawsuit to avoid dismissal and get to the discovery phase, where schools would then be forced to give up correspondence between academic departments and athletics. This, of course, was at the heart of the Weinstein Report, which was commissioned by the university to end this mess. Instead, it has fanned the flames into litigation that could go on for years. But there is one aspect of it that could help UNC in its ongoing and second probe by the NCAA. Now, as a co-defendant with the school it is investigating, the NCAA will be incentivized not to find academic fraud among the athletes at Carolina because it will only weaken its position in the big case. Already on thin ice and in jeopardy of collapsing and being replaced by a different structure to run college athletics, the NCAA may not want to use UNC to tighten the noose around its own neck. If that turns out to be true, it will be the only good thing that will have come from the ill-advised Weinstein Report. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thanks a lot, Art. Let me jump in here and correct something I said a moment ago. Tonight, Above the Rim with Matt and Adam will kick off our coverage of high school hoops on WCHL at 6:30, previewing all the area action on the hardwood. Game starts immediately after at 7 o'clock with Paul Connell and Adam Moore on the live play-by-play. Again, our coverage of high school basketball begins at 6:30 tonight on WCHL. Our championship sports has been brought to you this morning by AT&T Wireless.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Time now for Chapel Hill Carborough's weather forecast. And actually, it looks like a pretty cool day today. Forecast brought to you by Cruisers, by the way. It's going to be cloudy all day. We're starting out at 35 degrees this morning. Rain likely in the afternoon, at least a big chance of it. Much cooler. High today only in the upper 30s. Tonight, rainy. Steady temperatures, upper 30s. And then tomorrow, rain likely, especially early in the day with a high in the low 40s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. At 7:31.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Two men held by ISIS on the mind of this worshiper at a Tokyo mosque.
We want Japanese hostages to be saved as soon as possible.
An online deadline set earlier this week by ISIS.
You now have 72 hours to pressure your government in making a wise decision.
That deadline to pay a $200 million ransom has come and gone. Sky's Mark Stone.
They have been using a Japanese professor from Kyoto University who has had some contact in the past with Islamic State. He's been trying to do all he can. They've been trying to email an email address as well, to which emails were sent from to the wife of Kenji Goto, one of those two hostages.
In Tokyo, CBS's Lucy Kraft.
Everybody's wondering what's happened. Are the people still alive? Have they been executed yet? We haven't seen these horrendous beheading videos that are unfortunately so familiar with some of the Western hostages, and people were kind of bracing for that.
There is a video online that shows beheaded hostages and a countdown clock for the two Japanese men being held now. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, the beginning of a cloudy day, and our temperatures remaining in the upper 30s today, believe it or not. I'm Rod Stutz. Our top news story today, another lawsuit has been filed alleging that the university did not provide a proper college education to its student athletes. And this one involves a member of the McCants family, Rashonda McCants, sister of Rashad McCants. A class action lawsuit was filed in Durham County yesterday afternoon. WCHL's Blake Hodge was able to speak with attorney Bob Orr, who filed that lawsuit.
Who is actually listed as the plaintiffs on this lawsuit?
The two named plaintiffs and representatives of the class are two former UNC athletes, Rashonda McCants, who played on the women's basketball team, and Devin Ramsey, who played on the UNC football team.
And what are they seeking out of this lawsuit?
Well, the class action is against the NCAA and UNC, and it involves, of course, the failure of both the NCAA and UNC to deliver the commitment to a legitimate college education, which was breached through these, you know, they've been referred to as paper courses, but they're courses that there was no faculty involvement and that a number of athletes were put in. Could be one class, could be a half dozen class, depending. But they're representatives of the class, and the class alleged in the complaint are all UNC football and men's and women's basketball players who took these academically unsound courses.
And are they alleging that they weren't given an opportunity to receive that education? I know that was listed going forward, that everyone received that education, or that they were receiving poor guidance along the way?
Well, I think the allegation, again, this is class action and not limited to the experience necessarily of either of the two named plaintiffs, but it's that systematically the class, as defined, was put into these classes that if the accreditation authorities reviewed them would say these don't count as college class. There was no faculty involvement at the beginning. There was no faculty involvement during the course of the so-called class. There was no faculty involvement at the conclusion. And the allegations are that the class, you know, received less than what they bargained for when they became scholarship athletes at UNC, and that the NCAA was complicit in this system in a wide variety of ways.
And as attorney Bob Orr speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge, you can hear that entire interview. It's quite long. Visit our website, chapelboro.com, and get more of his comments. And, of course, we'll be hearing more about that story as the days and weeks wear on. The full UNC Board of Trustees convened yesterday at the Carolina Inn on the UNC campus. As part of the consent agenda at that meeting, it is designed to improve pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicular access from Franklin Street to Cameron Avenue was presented for approval. As a result of that design, there would be 16 fewer parking spaces in that area. Board member Steve Lerner says that another issue caused concern during the committee discussion on the project.
We are going to close off the Franklin Street entrance to Fort Hall Alley, and we're going to move that to an entrance or entrance and exit off Columbia Street. There was concern that this caused further pile in a busy intersection.
UNC Board of Trustees Board Member Sally Shuping Russell was the only member to be opposed to the approval, saying she was concerned about the close proximity of major intersections. Lerner says he felt more comfortable regarding that concern once the town officials felt this would be an effective redesign. Lerner also says they will continue to seek input as progress is being made on the development in the case an issue is found. WCHL's Blake Hodge was also able to catch up with UNC Chancellor Carol Folt after that meeting. And you will be able to hear portions of their conversation over the next few days on WCHL. You may not become the next Eddie Van Halen or Stevie Ray Vaughan in one night, but if you head to the Carrboro Arts Center this weekend, you can learn more about finger-picking techniques on the guitar from a resident artist. Some of the guitar work of Daniel Bachman, who will hold the folk guitar workshop at the Arts Center in Carrboro on Saturday. He'll also perform that night at 9 o'clock alongside Jinx Miller and Rose Cross NC. Among the things that Bachman will discuss with Miller will be their respective influences.
I'm going to be trying to talk with Jinx about the different techniques and styles that I've spent a lot of time trying to learn. And the guys that I learned stuff from and stole stuff from and the stuff that they stole stuff from, and, you know, and, you know, just taking it back all the way to the beginning.
Ironically, Bachman didn't grow up wanting to be a guitar player. He was more of a banjo guy, but that changed once he learned about the similarities between guitar and his first love, the banjo. Bachman is a native of Frederick, Maryland. He recently moved to Durham after spending years in Philadelphia. What made him choose North Carolina as his new home? Bachman says it came from playing shows right here in North Carolina.
I lived in Chapel Hill out by the dump for a year. It was nice, and I've moved to Durham. My girlfriend's down here and everything, and I'm kind of settling in.
I'm sure there's more to that, living by the dump. And it was nice where he was, I guess, but I don't know if it had anything to do with the dump. This is the first of many master class workshops coming to the Carrboro Arts Center. You can find out more about the workshops online at artscenterlive.org. And state health officials say the death toll from the flu in North Carolina has surpassed the total for all of 2013-14, with the word of 15 more people who died last week. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reports 114 people had died from the flu this season, which dates back to October 4th. Last season, 107 people died from flu-related illness. The agency reports 59 people died of the flu in the year previous. Of the 114 deaths this season, 91 have involved people age 65 and older. 739 WCHL with Rod Stutz. Nikki Morse is here. And, Nikki, I know that, you know, we got that interview with the attorney on the website and a whole lot of other stuff on there, just a variety of stories. And
It's a really, chapelboro.com is a really busy place, isn't it?
It sure is. As a matter of fact, you know, being a Friday, you've got all weekend now that you could, like, sit down and really hunker down and, and get into it if you have some time this weekend.
Exactly.
We've got a great parenting page from Dr. Tina LePage, Navigating Terrible Tween TV, and coming from a parent child is no longer a tween, thank you.
But you went through that.
I did go through that, and I understand what she's talking about. She talks about channels that are geared towards tweens and early teens, and in her opinion, those shows are awful, primarily because the kids are all mouthy. And she's right. They have horrible attitudes. They're not even nice or anything. They're sassy, disrespectful, rude children that's become kind of the norm on TV nowadays.
Yeah.
And she goes on to further describe them, does a very good job.
They're even worse than what's taking place in your house if you're the parent of a tween. I mean, seriously.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it kind of makes your situation worse when they see all this stuff acted out.
Yeah, they think that that's the norm, and it's not. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Princess Streeter has all about the UNC women's basketball team making a comeback to beat State again. That was a great game. And if you get some time tonight or into the weekend, we're still taking votes on Chapel Borough's shortlist for best automotive place. And here are the automotive places to choose from. I'm going to mention them again because next week we'll be drawing a winner or picking the winner based on your votes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the finalists.
The finalists are Auto Logic of Carrboro, Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care Center.
All right.
F&F Automotive.
Mm-hmm.
Performance Auto Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Ron's Auto Service of Hillsboro, not related to this Ron.
Not related to me. If it were, it would not be very good, I promise you. But it's not.
Yeah. Coming from someone who sits in his car to defrost his windshield.
Exactly. Coming from someone who, you know, puts gas in the car, and that's about it.
Yeah. Well, thank gosh for that. You actually put gas in it. Sturdivant's Tire Pros and Auto also on the list.
All
so
right.
Get a second. Make a vote.
Some good choices there.
Mm-hmm. Susan Murray was at Paper Hand at Arts Center, where the kids joined the magical world of Paper Hand puppets by Donovan Zimmerman. He had a sold-out show at the Arts Center. And if you take a look at these pictures, I've never seen puppets made like this.
They're pretty awesome.
They're really, really neat.
They really are good.
And what's really neat at the end, he lets the kids play with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think if I'd created something that was that cool, I'd be afraid of anybody touching them, let alone little kids, you know. But
Donovan, that's wonderful. I mean, they do fantastic work.
They do, and the kids really love it, too. So.
And adults do, too.
Yeah, I would love to check it out, as a matter of fact.
You should.
Maybe we can get them to come in the studio. I mean, granted, it is radio, and it's kind of hard to it's kind of hard to translate over the air, but it would be kind of neat to see.
Well, you know, there's one of those paper hand puppets is designed after you.
I'm afraid of what you're going to say after this. What?
No, I'm just kidding.
The big bird? What?
No, I'll let you draw your own conclusions, folks.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on a second and give us a look at traffic, if you would.
Sure.
I know that you're busy poring over all that information and the highlights out there. We'll have that coming up for you. We have coming up next, Vicki Ryder and the Raging Grannies are back.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
The BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the cars we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on an MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,325 with $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
Okay, 7:45 at WCHL. It is 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, 34 this morning in Carrboro.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Vicki Ryder. As a grandmother, I wouldn't dream of giving my grandchildren water laced with arsenic and other deadly poisons, but that's exactly what I'd be doing if fracking comes to North Carolina. The politicians making life and death decisions for us in Raleigh voted to allow fracking before any guidelines were set in place to make it less dangerous. I say less dangerous, not safe, because there is no way to make fracking safe. When they lifted the moratorium, Tillis and McCrory promised to wait until safety rules were set. Now, they not only broke that promise, but passed laws making it a crime to reveal what toxins will be pumped into the ground and illegal for towns like Chapel Hill to keep frackers and their poisonous waste out. A recent study by two leading research centers has linked an alarming increase in birth defects to fracking. Don't let that happen here. You can have a say in our children's futures by sending your thoughts to the Oil and Gas Program Division of Energy, Mineral, and Land Resources, 1612 Mail Services Center, Raleigh, 27699. Don't hold back. The raging grannies don't. They say, by the light,
not the dark, but the light
of their poisonous waste.
Oh, haste makes waste.
Those fracking guys
we despise
want to profit from drilling down. We'll all see,
all of us, you and me,
mutant beings galore.
Oh, no such gore.
Five legs, four arms, three lips. Such harm will be coming to town if we don't stop them now. This is Vicki Ryder.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
On February 1st, the day of the big game, we all know what to expect. Great football, top commercials, and amazing food. But are you ready to feed your game day crowd? Complete your party with Wings Over Chapel Hill, with 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries. Wings Over Chapel Hill provides the perfect choice for your game day spread. Be sure to pre-order wings now so you'll have them ready at kickoff. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to get your order in for the big game. It's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill.
Why pay for dental benefits if you're not going to use them? It's time to schedule now to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So, no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
I'm now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruise on over today and you'll be good to go. And Nikki Morris is always good to go.
Thanks, Ron.
Not sure exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, traffic's looking pretty good so far. We've got some heavy traffic, though. Northbound 1551 as you approach Fordham Boulevard. 154 eastbound, just some crowded spots from Fordham Boulevard heading to 40. 40 eastbound also crowded in segments from 54 to the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate as well. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full in Carborough. It is 35 degrees right now. Been there pretty much all morning. Cloudy skies, rain likely in the afternoon. Much cooler. High today only in the upper 30s. Temperatures are going to be pretty steady all day. Maybe warm up a few degrees. Tonight, we're looking at a rainy night, probably. Near steady temperatures in the upper 30s. Saturday, rain likely, especially in the morning. High tomorrow in the low 40s. And looking ahead a little bit Saturday night. Clear, cold with a low in the low 30s. And then on Sunday, a nicer day. Partly sunny, not as cool with a high in the low 50s. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Ladies and gentlemen, 751 at WCHL. Say the word, you'll be free. A lot of other places, too. Say the word, be like me. Ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is say the word. Just give me the word. The wonderful Wayne Pond joins us now.
That's almost as nice as having my own jingle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it is your jingle.
I love it.
You jingle us up, and we jingle you, too.
Well, speaking of jingles and jangles, perfect segue here into the word of the day. Boy, no more of this cream puff softball stuff. I mean, here's a toughie. You ready? The word of the day is phonoesthesia. Phonoesthesia.
One more time.
Yeah. Now let me spell this here for you, Ron. Open your eyes and sharpen your pencil here. phonoesthesia. 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 This is, it's a noun. It's all about the correlation of sound and meaning. And was it Paul Simon who did Slip, Slide, and Away?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's an example. Words like slip and slide and sleep and slush and that sort of thing. There's a kind of suggestion of meaning in the very sound itself. I think this is a word, not entirely sure, but I think this is a word that's related to one of Ron's all-time favorites, onomatopoeia. Remember that one, don't you?
Hey, I've got a great word that goes with phonoesthesia.
Fire away. Indubitably, I do remember that. That's your word?
That's my word for phonoesthesia.
I thought it might mean when you were having a phone conversation and you were so bored that you fell asleep, it put you to sleep.
if I didn't know better, my feelings would be hurt.
No, I didn't mean that against you. I meant in general. I don't mean our phone conversation.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Of course you don't. Okay, well, there is your word of the day, phonoesthesia. More of this slip-sliding away. We're playing hardball this morning, linguistically. Linguistic hardball.
That's a tough one.
Possibilities, isn't it? All I can say is, have a nice weekend, guys.
Thanks. You too.
That's a cool word, Wayne. I'm going to try to work it into conversation sometime today.
All right, pal.
I'll try. I didn't say I would succeed, but I'll give it an effort.
Can I be there when you do?
You probably will.
Yeah.
Nikki, just make sure he takes his meds, okay?
That's not my responsibility. There's way too many of those.
All right. Talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Wayne, have a good day, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, and that's going to be tough. And also define it.
If you can do that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. All right. Time now for the clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. A very shy guy goes into a bar and he sees this beautiful woman sitting at the other end. After about an hour of gathering up his courage, he finally goes over to her and asks tentatively, would you mind if I chatted with you for a little while? To which she responds by yelling at the top of her lungs, no, I won't sleep with you. By now, the entire bar is staring at them, so naturally the guy is hopelessly and completely embarrassed, and he slinks back to his table. And after a few minutes, a woman walks over to him and says, apologetically, I'm really sorry if I embarrassed you. You see, I'm a graduate student in psychology, and I'm studying how people respond to embarrassing situations. Mm. To which he responds at the top of his lungs, what do you mean, $200?
The perfect response.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
7:55. WCHO with 35 degrees this morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
My dad is humbled by this attention that he's been getting since he retired. If it was up to him, no one would have made a big deal of it, but he has honored me, and it's always throughout my life, I wanted to take a chance to honor him. I had no idea, he had no idea, there was going to be a Carver Day for him, and he just couldn't stop smiling for 48 hours. He's just in awe, really, of the community, just talking about him and really celebrating him.
Donnie Pendergrass is today's WCHO hometown hero, and Donnie recently retired from the post office, and we have Donnie's son, Hathaway, with us now. And Hathaway, I know that Donnie is really happy to be retired, and he's kind of relaxing right now, right?
Yeah, enjoying the days now that he can dog sit and just relax the house.
I know that Donnie Pendergrass started working for the United States Postal Service in 1965, and that's a long time to be with any employer.
Oh, yeah. I really don't know many other people who've stayed with one employer for that long.
When you were growing up, I remember you playing rec league baseball and basketball, and I remember your dad was always there. I'm sure that you can probably say that about everything in your life. He's always been there for you.
Well, he worked Monday through Saturday. Usually, he never missed any of my athletic events or anything involved in school, and he was always coaching or somewhere involved, and he always has been super supportive. I think the most emotional he ever got was when I got into UNC. He was even more excited than I was, I think.
During all those years, he worked at the post office.
He was a postal carrier his entire career, and his route was everywhere over 47 years. I think he delivered mail to every single mailbox in Carver. Actually walked over a million miles.
That is amazing. Donnie Pendergrass really loved his work. I've heard him say that. What do you think it was that he enjoyed so much about it?
The people helping people when they had issues either with their mail or making sure that their house was safe when they were out of town.
And when you get somebody who has that kind of longevity in a career, I mean, that really is something to look up to.
I think he's taught many people, especially me, my work ethic. I just looked at him in many days where you would have to go to bed at 8:30 to make sure you can get up at 5 and make it into the office. And no matter rain, sleet, or snow, he was always at work.
He officially retired December 31st. There was recently Donnie Pendergrass Day in Carrboro. What is he doing now that he's not going to work every day there?
Dog sitting my lab. Loves my dog. He's doing a little part-time work at UNC Security Work. The most fun he's having is just relaxing in retirement with my mom.
Well, Hathaway Pendergrass, we appreciate you being with us and telling us about your dad. I know you're proud of him. And Donnie Pendergrass, nearly half a century as a postal carrier. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Like most people in the area, I love Mez. It's not just that it's the most central place to meet people for lunch or dinner in the Triangle, but it is a great twist on contemporary Mexican food. It's delicious, fresh, and healthy. And without a doubt, the guacamole is the best I've ever had.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Mez. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit MezDurham.com for menus and reservations.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, Get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitz Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitzlumber.com. Go Heels.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Time for breakfast at Bredman's. It's going to be cloudy all day today, 35 degrees right now. Rain possible in the afternoon, much cooler temperatures. Highs today in the upper 30s. That's it. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk.